Well, I guess what we should do first is talk about our journal and why we're doing this symposium, and I can let Lexi talk about the history of the journal and a little bit about that, and then I'll come back and talk about the symposium and our speakers and our details about that. So,
okay. So we're the Kentucky Journal of Equine Agriculture and Natural Resources Law. We are currently going into our 11th year publishing our books. So every year we publish one full volume that has three books in it. We take information, take articles and pieces from authors across the country about any of those three subject areas, and we also publish student-written material. It's a completely student-run organization, and like I said, our students contribute, but we, you know, kind of do a little bit of everything, I guess. We edit all of our pieces. We, you know, host the symposium, try to reach out to UK Law alumni, you know, that are former members of K-Journal. So we've kind of had a long history with a few different names, but being this journal, we've been this under this name for 11 years now. So, yeah. And the symposium is a chance, and I'll let Kyle speak to it a little bit more, but our symposium is really a chance for everyone in this legal community to come together and hear about some of the more recent developments in our subject areas. So I'll let Kyle take over on.
Sure. And that was Lexi Gross. She is the editor-in-chief of our journal, and I'm Kyle Bunnell, and I'm the executive development editor. So part of my responsibilities, Lexi and I started planning this symposium starting back at the beginning of the summer, pretty soon after we were elected to editorial board. And sometimes we do themes and look at different areas in the law that we can explore, but this year we decided to have more of a general theme that still was in the niche topics of our journal. So we're excited this year because we do already have our continuing education for attorneys that attend this, and they can get up to 5 hours for credit if they attend the event that's going to be held on February 27th at the Gatton Student Center in the Senate Chamber, and that begins at 9 a.m. and runs to 4. And we have speakers throughout the day to cover these articles, and we're lucky to have a variety of speakers. We have Elia Shapiro from the Cato Institute that'll be discussing marijuana federalism and some of the constitutional and legal implications of legalizing marijuana and things like that. We have Bill Lear, who is a chairman emeritus of Stoll Keenan Ogden here in Lexington. And Mr. Lear is a great community partner, and he will be talking about wagering and giving a history of Keeneland and the legal implications of that. We're lucky enough to have Janet McCabe, who was one of the architects of the Clean Air Act under President Obama and who worked extensively with the EPA. And Professor McCabe is now a practitioner in residence at Indiana University School of Law. And she's going to be talking about some of the regulatory framework and the changing economic policy, or the changing environmental policies under our new president, under President Trump, and some things that have come along with that, both good and bad. But she's going to give a legal analysis of that. Additionally, we have another local attorney, Doug McSwain, who chairs litigation at White, Tarrant & Combs. And he's going to be talking about the recent summer case and discussing the intersection of betting and constitutionality. So that's such an interesting topic here, especially with Keeneland and Churchill Downs, even Kentucky Downs, as far as live racing and wagering and things like that, and the implications that come from that as far as our end as attorneys and as law students to analyze those issues. And finally, we have Christy Boswell, who is at the United States Department of Agriculture. And again, since we live in a rural area and since many of the horse farms and other tobacco farms and things throughout the state utilize something called an H-2A visa to allow for temporary entrance for migratory workers and things like that, Christy's going to be discussing some new policies that are coming down at the USDA and some of the framework of that. So we're all over the map, as you can see. We cover immigration. We cover sports betting and horse racing. We cover natural resources and environmental law and things like that. So we find that these areas are very important, not only for scholarly interest to our faculty here and to our student body and to our student editors, but also to practitioners in the community at large who can come and get an expert, a renowned person in this field, talking to them about updates that they may utilize in their own practice. So we hope to have a good turnout of local practitioners, a good turnout of students and faculty to come and engage our speakers and talk about these developing, exciting, and changing areas of the law. It's amazing, though, in our position to be able to do things that actual attorneys do. We work with the Kentucky Bar Association to get continuing education credit. We plan all of these things ourselves. We solicit speakers. We encourage journal members to utilize their resources and give us feedback on what they want to hear about. We get feedback from faculty as to emerging areas of the law that some of our faculty write about and explore in their scholarly pursuits and things like that. And then we come together and we decide what can we provide to practitioners, what can we provide to legal faculty, what can we provide to law students to give them a more robust and informed program. So there's a lot of time and a lot of logistics that go into this, other than looking at what type of speaker and things like that we want. We also have a lot of other fun things as far as scheduling rooms, which can be a challenge sometimes, and making sure we have everyone's hotel rooms booked. So there's an element there that is sort of a behind-the-scenes thing that also goes into this that's really fun to plan.
And can anyone come? You don't have to be a law student or connected to the
law. No.
I could just come.
And we would certainly love for you all to come, because so much of what the Journal of Equine Agriculture and Natural Resources stands for are things that implicate all of us. We all care about cleaner energy, better environment. We all enjoy Keeneland, and we all enjoy, how these things intersect with the economy, how they intersect with our personal lives. So we encourage any community member or anyone that's interested in any of our things, any of our speakers or any of the topics to attend. And you can look on our website, and I can let Lexi talk about the website a little bit, because you can register on there for the symposium and you can get more detailed information about the speakers and things like that. So
yes, so on our website we have a full page of the details of the symposium, everything from more technical things like parking to a registration link, so that we kind of know where you're coming from and why you might be interested in our topics and our speakers. We've got the full schedule up online, and then biographies of each of our speakers, so you can learn a little bit more about what these practitioners do. And if you're on our website, we also have information about our previous publications, what we write about, information if anyone's interested in writing a piece for us, anything like that. And we've got a blog that we keep pretty current as well. So,
It sounds like a full-time job doing the journal.
It is, certainly. It's a lot of fun, though, and it provides a lot of really strong leadership opportunities for our students here. We've really enjoyed doing it, and even, kind of going into what you'd, I guess, call senioritis of 3L year, looking back, it's still been a really wonderful experience. So.
The journal's 11 years old. Have you had 11 symposiums? Is there always a symposium every year, or is that newer?
No, that's a great question. This is our fifth annual symposium. So we've only really been doing this for 5 years, and I think each year it really has gotten quite a bit better, and we're learning a lot about how to solicit speakers that can, like Kyle said, really be experts on these subjects. 5 years running strong, and we hope many more to come.